going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Do you guys have a real sense that things are going to start popping?
It could get wild, Brad. I could get wild. Sit back and watch.
Hello. Do you want to play a game?
Bears.
I like that we all went to different mental places when we asked the question, do you want to play a game?
Yeah.
And this is Marshall's game. We have Herb Howard in with us on the midday show on The Score. Herb, of course, the Bears beat reporter for... I say it's the Biggs. Is that wrong?
Yes.
Why?
It's the Biggs is our Twitter handle. The name is just the Biggs.
The Biggs Media.
The Biggs Media.
Right?
Media.
Yeah. And I always think of like it's the Biggs. It's us.
I get it because
it's the Biggs. It's us.
Well, that's our tagline.
LLC.
It's us. Yeah. Yeah. So
I do all the things.
I get it.
You're cutting into our time here. This is important.
Marshall has a very important game.
Three important questions we want to ask. And you know, you guys chime in on the text line. Whatever. Okay.
Twitch.
What? Yeah. Twitch. Mob. What do you want to see the Bears do with their first round pick? That is the question. We'll start with our guest, Herb. What do you want? What would be, this is the ultimate outcome tonight.
I want them to continue to address the defensive line. I look at what the Eagles have done over there, and they have waves of dudes getting after the quarterback. They take four on, they bring four off, and they just keep coming with the pass rush. And the Bears, they don't have that. They have one proven edge rusher. One. And I know we feel like they've done some good things and they brought in Odangbo and we think he's going to turn some of those hurries and pressures into sacks. But we're just hoping. We're just hoping. And ideally, he'll kick in on third downs, kick inside, and then who's going to do it? Austin Booker showed some signs. I like his athleticism. I think he can develop and be a contributor for you. But we don't know that. Not to say that we know that about whatever incoming rookie, but we have to continue to add to that part of it. You got to be able to affect the quarterbacks in your division and on your schedule. So I would like to see them go at the edge position. Maybe Mykael Williams from Georgia. I say that because he mostly, more than the others, fits the mold of the type of edge rushers that Dennis Allen prefers. But I also wouldn't mind if they were, say, take Mike Green, the kid from Marshall.
Oh, say, you're in on Mike Green.
Well, we're ready for the people with the.
This is your dream. You could say trade up. You could say trade down. Whatever you want in the first round can happen. That's why we asked the question the way we did.
Yeah.
What do you want?
I think I want Green.
Okay, so there you have Herb's answer, Layla.
Herb is going defensive line for the record.
Yeah,
I will do something similar, but on the opposite side of the ball. I want another offensive lineman. I don't care. Give me all the offensive linemen.
Y'all got
a lot of problems you need to fix.
If you can pick, who do you want?
Well, Will Campbell, but likely, yes. Okay, so that's my answer, then, is ideally Will Campbell. I
find a way to have Will Campbell, the board drops
at 10.
And Will Campbell is there at 10, although all those other
teams
ahead
of you. Complete
the
overhaul, man.
Yeah, okay. I got you. As far as me, what do I want? I want somebody who can get to the quarterback as well. It doesn't have to be an edge rusher. Just, you know, so if it's Mason Graham, that's fine. If you want to, you know, I'm not big on trading up for other people, but if you find a way to get Abdul Carter.
Oh, my goodness.
See? See, that's why I'm saying this is where you could just put your dreams into the air.
They're gonna but they're gonna have to trade like one of those top four picks.
That's fine.
In addition,
that's fine.
Listen,
no, it is not. It is not fine.
Is it fine?
Yes, it is.
Why do you think this? Because they need so many people.
Because I think he's Micah Parsons. That's why.
Oh, like, man.
Go get that dude. Get him for 4 years on a rookie deal. And listen, you got me charged up, bro. I think it may cost them maybe more than that. I would be willing to give them next year's first.
Woo!
Next year's first had better, it's gonna be bad anyway. Because next year's first should be low to mid 20s.
Yep. Yeah, remind me what you said the Bears record was gonna be before the season started. Exactly. So you can't lean into that.
Let's say that they can't be in the top 10 again. Let's say 20. Let's say that the Bears are 20.
If it was 20, would I make that move? Yeah, but you really got to hit on the rest of these picks this year.
And they haven't
done part of the problem.
They haven't done it.
All right. Round two.
I'm like trying to whisper to Herb on air.
What do you absolutely not want? Like, this is the doomsday scenario. What is the doomsday scenario in the first round?
That might be a little strong because I think the kid's going to have a good career, but I do not want them to trade up for Ashton Jeter. I do not want that to happen.
Wow.
Don't trade up for that running back. He may be the next one, but there are others. There are others. And trading up for him may be more expensive than I think we can do right now for a position that you can get production from elsewhere.
You see how his whole tone changed when the name was Ashton Jeanty instead of Abdul Carter? I just want to point that out because what I'm saying right now is Herb Howard from the Bigs just come in. And he has vindicated my very feelings on the same matter. Whatever you do, do not trade up for Ashton Jeanty. That is the doomsday scenario. There's too many running backs out here.
Interesting that this piece of paper, I don't know if y'all can see this.
That's from David Haw.
This piece of paper says, Ashton Jeanty, no matter what.
That's David Haw.
Is this Haw?
Speaking of David Haw, who texted me last segment, by the way, and said, and I quote, two best Bears defensive players this century came from New Mexico and Buffalo. Was that during the NIL era?
Correct? No, it was not.
That's my answer to David Haw.
It was not.
But so we are aligned.
And we knew who Urlacher was in college, by the way.
Yeah.
By the way.
All right, Layla, you're up. Doomsday scenario. What do you not want to happen?
I'm getting weird here.
Get
I'm
weird.
Doing the Mr. Burns, like with your hands and the fingers tapping against each other. So if there's one thing I know that Ryan Poles loves above all else, it is relative athletic score. Yeah. And I think that man might have fallen in love with Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M because he was nearly a 10 relative athletic score, had the best combine ever. But I think there's a reason he didn't have high sack numbers, even though he was in the SEC against quality opponents, my friend Marshall Harris.
Yeah.
And so I think that would be a mistake at 10 is to draft him too high because you fell in love with his RAS because that is what you really care about.
That would be a mistake.
But
it wouldn't be the first time he's made that mistake.
As I saw that RAS, I was like, oh no.
It's giving Kevin White vibes.
Oh no.
Why are you trying to traumatize Bears fans on this hopeful day that is NFL draft day number one?
All I'm saying is they both look like freakish athletes in shorts and t-shirts and they do all the stuff. They get all the numbers. They lift all the weights. They jump through the higher than the sticks on the vertical thing.
Right? I'm dying laughing at this 847 who has the right idea about draft rumors. I saw Abdul Carter kick a puppy and punch a child while wearing a gas mask.
Right.
He isn't a top nine pick at all.
He hates babies.
Obviously, this is said with a lot of humor, so I thought that was great.
Make him slide down the board.
I heard him say that he hates the NFL except for the Bears.
Yeah, he doesn't like football.
Yeah, nope. Not at all.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Two-thirds of the way here. Now here's the sobering point, the sobering question, if you will. We're with Herb Howard from the Bigs Media. He's the Bears beat reporter, and he's joining us live in studio to answer important questions here ahead of round one of the NFL draft, which begins in earnest in prime time. Herb, what's the actual, in your mind, most likely Bears decision with their first round pick tonight?
I look at the board, and I don't see Will Campbell getting to 10. I don't actually think the Bears would do what's necessary to go up and get Abdul Carter.
crushing his dreams.
But I do think Tyler Warren could make it to 10. And I think that he's intriguing enough of a prospect, especially to Ben Johnson, that they would go ahead and draft him if he's there. I think the most likely scenario of the things that I think could happen is that they draft Tyler Warren.
That was very sobering. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Layla?
I agree with Herb about the likelihood of Will Campbell being there or the likelihood of Abdul Carter getting drafted by the Bears. I think they likely take Kelvin Banks for that reason. The offensive lineman from Texas.
Are you good with that?
I'm very good with that.
Okay, because you want offensive line. Okay.
Yep, I'm wish casting in this entire scenario.
Are you good with that?
I'm fine with it, but there's an admission of guilt there that GMs don't like to do.
What's the admission of guilt with that one?
They were
that
wrong.
I wasted a third-round pick last year on a huge reach, right? And there's nothing I can do with him now.
They've wasted third-round picks on other things.
Well, they didn't do it on purpose with those other things. What were you? I don't know what they thought they were doing. I guess they thought he would, you know, take over for Braxton, but then he doesn't get any training camp reps. You throw him into the deep end in Minnesota. He shows a little improvement in Washington, but now you dip back into that left tackle pool and you just throw him that third round.
They drafted him knowing he was injured too, and didn't think that that was a question mark out of the Ivy League. And like nobody's questioning the guy's character at all.
Nah.
It's just these are the facts surrounding him as a you know football player. The other thing too is that you know tell me about the third round pick of Zach Pickens.
Yeah.
We want to start doing that.
Yeah,
we don't want to start going over picks because that.
We're going to do that with Anthony Harris.
That's going to make you upset. That's going to make you upset looking at the last three draft class.
The muff.
Also from 630 on the text line, call this man Triple H. Honest Herb Howard. This guy needs to be on more.
We love
ringing
her.
Endorsements coming in on the text line.
I appreciate that, 630. Thank you.
Okay, so most likely thing to happen.
We're not trying to bum people out either, 847. Sorry.
Here's my most likely thing to happen. Most Bears likely. It's what's going to happen. The Bears are going to trade up, get rid of one of their second round picks. To take Mason Graham.
Ooh.
That's what I think is going to happen. I think Mason Graham's going to fall to 8.
And that's the range, I think, where you can go and strike.
And they're going to move up to get him, and I'm going to be upset because it's like, I get it. Mason Graham's good. I wish you would have waited to see what was out there because I think they need to make sure they get 4 guys, 4 playmakers, 4 starters. If not day one starters, call them year one starters.
Yeah.
That they can... Because one thing we know, depth has been an issue on this team since forever.
Sure.
And if you can get the tackle, as you eloquently stated, if you can get the playmaker, as you said, Ben Johnson can scheme his way out of some stuff, but he can't scheme his way out of giving up 30 points a game.
No.
And that's the issue here. And I think it's going to be interesting. And one thing, my biggest takeaway from tonight, regardless, will be, hey, I feel like I know whose draft this is, whether it's Ryan Poles' draft or Ben Johnson's draft.
I think it should be both. I've gotten that question a lot, like who do I think is in control? Or I think they should have a really balanced relationship, like a perfect working marriage that says, hey, I'm coaching this team and I want them to be able to do this. These are the guys I need to do that. Remember when Bill Parcells was like, yo, if you want me to cook the dinner, at least let me buy the groceries, right? That makes sense to me, right? So I think it should be this collaboration between Coach Johnson, between Ryan Poles, the scouting department, just figure this thing out. These are the players that fit the things we want to do on the field. Can you go get them for us? Well, I can get these guys, not these guys, because of this reason or that reason. And then just make it work.
I'm not trying to throw reverse shade on Matt Eberflus here, like giving him too much credit,
here comes
I guess.
The shade.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's the opposite. I feel like they did that with Matt Eberflus. Mm. Like, take Karan Amagaji, for example. Mm. Who met him on the golf course?
Yeah.
You know, who put himself on his radar? Again, yeah. Savvy move. I'd have done the same thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was a brilliant thing to do. But I do think that he had more of a hand in the last several classes. Not that necessarily all the blame goes there or whatever, but I do think he influenced how Ryan Poles drafted in the last few classes. Poles has to ask him, hey, what can you do with this guy? That's got to be a discussion for everybody.
And also, we workshopped the whole Bill Parcells quote that you brought up.
Yeah.
And so what we've decided is, in this instance, what we want is Ryan Poles to be, and it's not going far enough to say the Instacart shopper, but the person that lives with you and you cook all the meals.
Yeah.
At some point, you take them to the grocery store and explain the process so that when you need them to go pick up something, they can go do it and you have confidence that they're going to make the right selection going through the produce aisle.
Yeah.
That's what we need to see out of Ryan Poles.
Yeah.
Can you go and pick up the groceries that are needed by Dennis Allen and Ben Johnson tonight and for the next 3 days?
Yeah. I think he should be able to, right? I think he should be able to.
You've got a hit on your first four picks in a way you have not hit on your first four picks yet. Like, and I'm okay with saying, show me what you got. Show me what you've learned in the last 3 years and who this guy is as your head coach to tell me I want to be excited about every single person that you're drafting.
Three of those dudes got to re-sign.
Yeah, you're right. Herb, while we have you, I know you're a busy man today. What's on your docket as far as your projects, what you're putting out there, and then what you're doing?
I'm working on a piece that's going to go up on thebigs.us this afternoon. So I've got to finish that up before Terrence Tomlin kills me. And
hi, Terrence.
Said, what up?
I miss that guy.
Yeah, so I got to get that done. And then I'm going to head up to Hallis before traffic gets too bad. So I'll just hang out up there and wait around. It should be a fun night. It should be a fun night. I'm looking forward to. I always look forward to the draft, but I think this one should be particularly fun because of what it could potentially mean for the Bears if they get this right.
Suspenseful, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Or as Ryan Pohl said, wild. Let's go. Let's get weird this week. Herb Howard, always a pleasure to have you in studio.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball.
all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.